Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Minghui Summer Camp and Conference provides a pure land for the young generation. Taiwan, exhibition depicts goodness of Falun Gong, horror of persecution. Taiwan, summer camp reconnects youth to Falun Dafa. Australian legislator proposes legislative amendment to stop unethical organ trade. Chinese people support Falun Gong and lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. And close to 1,200 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in July alone, nearly half the number of arrests in first 6 months of 2015. Now for the stories.
Minghui Summer Camp and Conference provides a pure land for the young generation. Young Falun Dafa practitioners participated in an experience-sharing conference on July 12, 2015, in Cambridge, England. It was the final event of a Minghui school summer camp, where children studied Falun Dafa teachings, practiced the exercises, and participated in other activities related to Falun Dafa and traditional Chinese culture. Young practitioners from England, Ireland, Germany, Argentina, and Norway wrote out some of their experiences to share at the conference. After the conference, a mother, who was not a practitioner herself, said she was glad she sent her two children to the summer camp. "It's refreshing to listen to the young practitioners. They are very innocent, good kids. This conference is filled with a positive atmosphere, devoid of worldly influences," she said. A lesson in forbearance. Yuan Yuan, 15, majors in piano at a music school in London. She shared about a challenge she faced at camp. "One of my roommates snored at night, and I couldn't fall asleep, sometimes until 3 in the morning. However, I realized that I should practice forbearance," she said. She tried not to complain, and despite the sleep she lost, she wasn't tired at all. She said the camp gave her encouragement to keep trying her best to follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Two sisters from Germany. Tara, 9, and Bindi, 8, are sisters from Germany who grew up practicing Falun Dafa because their parents are both practitioners. Tara became very interested in classical Chinese dance during last year's Minghui summer camp in Germany. She was hoping to learn more about it this year, but she had a severe backache at the beginning of the camp, so painful that she couldn't move well. "I still insisted on finishing the exercises on Sunday morning, and after that the back pain completely disappeared. Now I can dance," said Tara. Bindi shared that she once suffered an injury caused by her sister Tara while they were playing. She was very upset, but then she quickly remembered that she was a practitioner and that she should be tolerant. She let it go and happily continued playing with her sister. From being naughty to considerate. Jing Chu lived with his grandparents for a period of time when he was 2, and they adored him. After he went back to live with his parents in London, he found that his parents paid more attention to his younger sister than him. He was jealous and tried to get his parents' attention by being naughty. Jing Chu's parents talked to him a lot about it during the camp, and he seriously thought about it. "My sister is younger than me, and it is only natural that she gets more attention," Jing Chu said. He became a lot quieter and was able to be considerate of others during group activities. Cherishing the time with fellow young practitioners. Yuan Yuan, 14, from Ireland, said she had many friends, but always felt that there was something missing. After being in the summer camp, she realized that what she was missing was spending more time with other practitioners. "I was very happy every minute of the camp. Everyone studies the teachings and works hard to improve themselves. I feel very comfortable here, like everyone is my sister or brother. I also began to get up early to do the exercises," she said. Growing up in Ireland, she didn't have much opportunity to speak Chinese. "I didn't like Chinese before. In the camp, I get to learn Chinese and study traditional Chinese culture." She watched a cartoon with stories based on a Chinese classic and liked it a lot. Now she tries to study the teachings of Falun Gong in Chinese.
Taiwan, exhibition depicts goodness of Falun Gong, horror of persecution. The Art of Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was held in Taichung, Taiwan for 12 days, beginning on August 19, 2015. Well-known people from cultural, academic, art, and political circles attended the opening ceremony on August 19. Honored visitors included the Director General of Taichung City Cultural Affairs Bureau, a counselor at the Cultural Affairs Bureau, two artists, a professor, and two Taichung counselors. They were invited to unveil the paintings at the exhibition opening. More than 900 people visited the exhibition during the first 3 days. They were fascinated by the beauty of the artwork and touched by the Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful appeals despite a brutal and unprecedented persecution. Artists praised the artwork. "It's sad that a regime persecutes its citizens," said one of the guest artists, a calligrapher. "The Chinese Communist Party uses the same method it used during the Tiananmen massacre. This regime sacrifices its people to show its power. Such a regime should not exist." A professor from the National Taichung University of Education took his students to the art exhibition. "Artists from all circles can learn from the power emanated by these paintings," he praised. Practitioners resist through rational information campaign. A member of Taiwan's Legislative Yuan said, "The theme depicted by this exhibition is very touching. Falun Gong practitioners around the world peacefully resist this persecution through a rational information campaign. Their calmness, courage, and steadfastness is very touching. As politicians, we should support such an exhibition and call for more support." City councilor speaks up against the persecution. A Taichung city councilor said, "Justice, righteousness, and truth will eventually win, and the evil will be eliminated. We are saddened by the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. I'm willing to speak up against such brutality." Another Taichung city councilor said that she definitely did not want to miss this art exhibition. In her mind, this exhibition displayed an uplifting power and purified one's heart. She says she cannot believe that the Chinese regime persecutes innocent people. Many local residents visited the exhibition. Some of the visitors had known that the Chinese Communist Party banned Falun Gong, but did not know why. They learned about the party's propaganda, benefits experienced by those who practice Falun Gong, and the brutality of the persecution. Visitors especially paid attention to the paintings depicting the regime's harvesting of organs from living practitioners.
Taiwan. Summer camp reconnects youths to Falun Dafa. The 12th annual Falun Dafa summer camp at the National Taiwan University of Science and Technology presented a full and varied agenda for the 70 young attendees. For many, the camp experience reignited their interest in pursuing cultivation practice and reawakened their connection to Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. With a rich program of games, plays, lectures, songs, origami crafts, movies and videos, a concert and group exercises, the four-day summer camp provided plenty of fun and an opportunity to learn Falun Dafa on a deeper level. In addition, an experience-sharing conference as well as impromptu discussions gave the campers an opportunity to learn from each other. Sharing from young campers. Ms. Chen is a college student who used to study the book Juan Falun with her mother and brother. For years, the teachings of Falun Dafa has helped Ms. Chen, who had a bad temper, to be calm and live harmoniously with her mother and elder brother. When she went to college, however, she became caught up with the college scene and became more self-centered, letting herself become lax with her thoughts and behavior. The summer camp and the memories of her childhood led Ms. Chen to pick up the book Juan Falun again. The summer camp strengthened her will to become a genuine practitioner. Jiayu was happy to be cultivating in Dafa again. "Cultivation helps me be a better person. This affects the people around me too," she shared. "It is especially true when there is a conflict. By knowing how to look inward to find the cause of the conflict and by setting a higher standard for myself, the conflict usually disappears." "This is the best camp I've attended," said Lin. She said she felt this way because the camp attendees were straightforward, passionate, and practitioners of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Mrs. Zhang was a team assistant. "I believe there are some predestined relations among the teammates. We might have made a promise in the past which has resulted in our being on the same team today. The theme of the camp is Leap into the Future. If we find our direction in life within this time, let's continue our journey. This certainly is a positive leap into the future. Ms. Zheng took part in the camp because her older sister had registered for it. At the beginning of the camp, she was on the defensive, thinking that she would be forced to accept certain ideas. She changed her opinion when she saw that the other teens were normal young people, straightforward, open, and willing to tolerate with her shortcomings. This was her first interaction with Falun Dafa, and it was a very positive one. A camper from mainland China. There was also a young man from mainland China who was studying at a college in Taiwan. He once had a happy childhood when he could listen to the teachings of Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, practice the exercises, and watch Master's lectures, videos with other practitioners. However, the brutal persecution broke up his family when he was just 5 years old. This summer camp is unique. It gives us guidance for life. I really like this summer camp, said the young man with a big smile.
Australian legislator proposes legislative amendment to stop unethical organ trade. Australian Greens Party politician David Shoebridge, who serves in the New South Wales Parliament, hosted a forum on human organ trafficking at the New South Wales Parliament on August 11, 2015. Attendees discussed the practice of unethical organ trade in the world and its impact on New South Wales. The consensus was that Australia should amend its legislation to stop such unethical organ transplants. On the same afternoon, Mr. Shoebridge presented to the Parliament of New South Wales the 2015 Human Tissue Amendment, also known as the Human Organ Trafficking Bill, along with a petition that supports a legislative change in New South Wales to stop residents traveling overseas from receiving unethically sourced organs. Proposed legislative amendment to stop unethical organ trade. Mr. Shoebridge explained that his proposed legislative amendment aims to bring harsher punishment to unethical transplant tourism. He said that in early 2013, his office received a complaint report claiming a New South Wales resident had initially planned to travel abroad to obtain an organ, but the friend found out that the organ was unethically sourced. His friend's doctor told him that a patient decided against getting an organ transplant because the patient received confirmation from a Chinese doctor on the phone that the kidney they sourced for him was from an executed prisoner, which would be available for transplant the following week. He also learned that the research of two Canadian human rights lawyers, David Mattis and David Kilgore, concluded that live organ harvesting is rampant in China. Moreover, the Chinese regime and military have been involved in forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Mr. Shoebridge gathered different opinions and collected signatures online to support an amendment of the Australian legislation. As of today, he has received support from many residents in New South Wales. They hope to work together to stop the unethical organ transplants and make laws to criminalize it. 240,000 signatures in support of proposed bill. In addition to the 170,000 signatures received by Parliament 2 years ago, Mr. Shoebridge added an extra 70,000 signatures to the petition, bringing the total number to 240,000, making it the largest petition in the history of New South Wales Parliament. Mr. Shoebridge said that this represents the powerful wish of New South Wales residents. They hope and request that the New South Wales government will act to stop the unethical human organ trade. Sydney Liberal Party member, I really hope that all members of all parties see it as a human rights issue and support it. Human rights lawyer Andrea Tocacci spoke at the forum and said the new legislation would ensure that Australia severs all links to unethical organ transplant tourism. Chinese organ transplant doctors should also be denied visas if they apply to come to Australia to receive organ transplant training. Tocacci also addressed the issue of China's illegal imprisonment of thousands of prisoners of conscience. She hopes the Australian government can urge China to open all prisons and other facilities to allow international human rights organizations to conduct independent investigations. Sydney Liberal Party member Andrew Bush commented, "The issue is absolutely vital. The issue of forced live organ harvesting should be above party politics." He said, "I really hope that all members of all parties see it as a human rights issue and support it."
Chinese Chinese people support Falun Gong and lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. Falun Gong practitioners are receiving an increasing amount of support from their fellow citizens after years of persistently telling the Chinese people inside China and abroad about the persecution of Falun Gong. Courageous Chinese people have voiced their support for the current wave of lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, former leader of the communist regime who launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. "You are truly doing all people a favor," one practitioner told the owner of a cigarette store that thousands of practitioners have filed lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, including himself. He had joined the wave of criminal complaints and had submitted his complaint to the Supreme People's Court. He was sure that it had been delivered since he received a delivery receipt. The store owner was at first speechless. He then sighed and said, "You are truly doing all people a favor, as Jiang has done nothing good for the country. Instead, he is responsible for China's many corrupt officials. He should have been arrested a long time ago." His words showed us that everyday people understand that the lawsuits not only address the harm done to practitioners, but will also bring justice for all Chinese people. "Respect Falun Gong" written on paper currency. A photo of the 1 yuan currency note containing a message in support of Falun Gong was submitted to the Mingwei website. The Chinese characters represent in English, "I respect Falun Gong most because they never yield to suppression." People openly signed petition in support of Falun Gong. Many Chinese people no longer believe the Chinese Communist regime's media, but do believe what they hear from practitioners. They are openly signing petitions, including those opposing organ harvesting from practitioners. People can wear T-shirts that show the Falun Gong principles. A practitioner and a young man in Hebei province were discussing the latest trends among the Chinese populace. The young man said that Jiang Zemin was the most corrupt communist leader and he deserved to be incarcerated. He also suggested that practitioners distribute promotional T-shirts instead of DVD discs. The practitioner asked if he meant T-shirts with the words "Falun Gong is good" printed on them and whether he would dare to wear such a shirt in public. The young man shook his head and said, "If the words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, like the Falun Gong principles, are printed on them, we could wear them in public. I am sure they would be very popular and everyone would want one." People know that these three words represent Falun Gong, and it would be quite inexpensive to order these shirts in large quantities, he said. Currency promotes quitting the Communist Party. One practitioner was going to pay for a purchase at a grain store with some paper currency that had a Falun Gong message. The owner had already quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, while they were counting the money. A middle-aged woman entered the store. She noticed that something was written on the bills and asked for one. After reading the words carefully, she decided to quit the CCP. She then gave the practitioner 1 yuan and asked to exchange it for one of the bills with a Falun Gong message.
Close to 1,200 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in July alone, nearly half the number of arrests in first 6 months of 2015. According to information received by the Minghui website, Chinese police arrested 1,187 Falun Gong practitioners in July alone. This number is close to half of the practitioners arrested during the first half of 2015. In addition, 126 practitioners were sent to brainwashing centers and 55 were sentenced to prison in July. Arrests, brainwashing, and imprisonment. The city with the highest number of practitioner arrests in July was Harbin, Heilongjiang Province, with 124 arrests, followed by Changchun, Jilin Province, with 36. Police sent 126 practitioners to brainwashing centers in July. The province with the most brainwashing detentions was Shandong, with 29 detentions. Among the 55 practitioners sentenced to imprisonment in July, 15 were from Liaoning Province. In addition, 64 practitioners were tried in July, with 17 from Hebei, 15 from Shandong, and 7 from Guizhou. Over 400 harassed or arrested for filing lawsuits against Jiang Zemin. In July, 405 practitioners were arrested or harassed by police after they filed criminal complaints against former Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin, who ordered the suppression of Falun Gong in 1999. Most were detained and 13 were sent to brainwashing centers. In Harbin, Heilongjiang province alone, 100 practitioners were arrested or harassed. Two practitioners from Fushun, Liaoning province, went to a post office to mail their lawsuits on June 26th and were arrested. Both were still detained at the time of this report. In total, more than 157,000 criminal complaints have been filed against Jiang Zemin as of August 20, 2015. The plaintiffs are from all 34 provincial administrative regions in China. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.